Hello, everyone, and happy Wednesday. I hope you guys had an amazing holiday and Christmas and New Year's and everything like that. And I really hope your 2018 is going to be amazing. For our first Wedding Wednesday of 2018, we're going to be talking all about your engagement ring and when you should be taking that engagement ring off. So for those of you guys who may be tuning into my little podcast for the first time, I'm Jasmine. I own and run Jasmine Norris Photography, and I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer. And this Wedding Wednesday series is geared towards brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. So let's go ahead and dive right in. I know a lot of you guys who are listening probably are engaged, or maybe you even just got engaged over Christmas or over New Year's and everything like that. And so you definitely love that ring of yours and you want to keep it on your finger, but there are some times that you should take it off to keep your ring looking its best. So I know you don't want to take off that ring, but if you really want to keep it in great shape, then you want to take it off during the following activities. And so here are three different times you should definitely take off your engagement ring. The first is anytime you're using harsh chemicals and products. So if you're going to be using cleaning supplies, you're going to want to take off your ring. The harsh chemicals can damage your setting and your stone. You're also going to want to keep this in mind when you're using any sort of cosmetic products as well, such as shampoos, lotion, hair dyes, etc. The chemicals and cosmetic products can harm your ring just as much as cleaning supplies. So go ahead and take your ring off in that situation. The second thing is while you're doing certain activities. And so if you're going to be swimming, skydiving, or doing other activities that could cause your ring to fall off of your finger and get lost, then you're going to want to take your ring off. This is including, you know, playing in the snow. Maybe you're going on a hike and it's cold outside, or you're just hiking. You don't want that ring to slip off your finger and get lost. So store your ring in a ring box, and keeping it inside will be your best bet. Not only can you risk having your ring slip off and be lost forever, but it can also get damaged by the chemicals or force of your activity. And a third time that you're going to want to take that engagement ring off is while you're exercising. Now, you may be thinking that you're not going to run the risk of losing your ring while you're at the gym or come in contact with harsh chemicals, and that may be true. However, when you're working out, force is going to be the worst factor here and the risk factor for damaging your ring. So whether you're lifting weights or you're doing push-ups, or you have your hand on the treadmill or the elliptical machine, you are putting force onto your ring. By continuing to put force on your ring, you'll risk bending your ring out of shape and can even risk losing a stone due to the force placed on the prongs. So you're definitely going to want to store your ring in your gym locker or leave it at home. So those are just three different activities and times when you should be taking off your engagement ring, but take that as kind of a starter. Think about any other times that are similar to what I just talked about, or any other activities and things where you can cause harm to your ring, and your best bet is to go ahead and slip it off and leave it at home, or put it in a ring box and store it in safety. So that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. Be sure to check back on a future Wednesday for more tips and tricks. Thanks, guys, and have a great week.